忏悔无门讲述的是人称鬼子酱的李春平被比他大38岁的好莱坞女星带往美国生活10年。
The story of confession tells of a young man named Lai Chunping who was taken by a Hollywood actress 38 years older to the United States to live for 10 years.
最终获得了百亿遗产。
Finally obtained a fortune of billions.
成为京城第一软饭男。
Become the first soft rice man in Beijing.
并仗义疏财的故事。
And stories about helping others generously.
然而
However,
这个堪比电影剧本的传奇故事在狗仔队无孔不入，名人
This legendary story, comparable to a movie script, unfolds in a world where paparazzi are everywhere.
毫无隐私的美国却无人知晓。
The United States, where privacy is non-existent, is unknown to everyone.
传闻称
According to rumors,
李春平早年曾因斗殴入狱。
Lai Chunping was imprisoned for fighting early in his life.
出狱后生计无着，混迹于京城各大饭店门前。
After being released from prison, he wandered aimlessly through the streets of Beijing.
以倒卖文物谋生，圈内甚至流传其鉴赏眼力远在马未都和陈丽华之上。
He made a living by reselling antiques, and even within the circle, his appraisal skills were said to be even better than those of Ma Weidu and Chen Lihuer.
他的第一桶金并非来自太平洋彼岸的遗嘱。
His first fortune did not come from a wolf from across the Pacific Ocean.
而是源于国内倒卖文物的暴力。传言
Instead, it stems from the violent rumors circulating in China about the sale of domestic artifacts.
因被人举报
Due to being reported,
他才被迫远遁美国避祸。
He was forced to flee the United States to avoid trouble.
据戏剧名家荀慧生的后人透露
According to the descendants of the famous playwright Shen Hui Sheng,
本世纪初
at the beginning of this century,
李春平曾在天津从清代遗老的后裔手中收购了大量国宝级的紫檀木家具。
Lai Chunping once acquired a large number of national treasure-level sandalwood furniture from the descendants of Qing Dynasty relics in Tianjin.
真正将他推向舆论深渊的是
What truly pushed him into the abyss of public opinion was
2002年震惊全国的1128特大盗窃走私文物案
The 2002 case of the 1128 major theft and smuggling of cultural relics that shocked the whole country
时任承德市文物局歪八庙管理处文保部主任李海涛
Lai Haitao, who was then the director of the Wuyi Temple Management Office of the Qing City Cultural Heritage Bureau,
其坚守自盗的国宝
defend their national treasures,
大部分最终都是流向了李春平
Most of the final profits flowed into Lai Chunping's hands.
2002年在
2002,
在香港举办的皇室信仰乾隆朝之佛教宝物拍卖会上
In the Buddhist relics auction held in Hong Kong dedicated to the faith of the Qing dynasty
那尊清乾隆粉彩描金无量寿佛坐像及清乾隆银坛城
That exquisite King Kairlong period pink enamel and gold painted Guarnian Buddha sitting statue and the King Kairlong period silver altar city
正是李海涛从外八庙盗走
It was Lai Haitao who stole it from the outer temple.
再由李春平送拍的赃物
Receive more stolen goods from Lai Chunping.
南京正大2015迎春慈善公益拍卖会上的20件清宫珍藏
20 precious items from the Nanjing Jinder 2015 Spring Festival Charity Auction.
也是由李春平提供的。
Also provided by Lai Chunping.
耐人寻味的是
Interestingly,
盗窃犯李海涛被依法执行死刑。
The thief Lai Heitao was executed according to law.
而作为直接走私人的李春平
And as a direct smuggler, Lai Chanping,
至今未被追究任何刑事责任。
No one has been held accountable yet.